come down the front. All right. You guys having a good week at school?
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right. Now listen up. I've got a confession for you. You ready?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, maybe your age, maybe younger, maybe older, not going to say for sure, I used to sleep with a nightlight. You know what a nightlight is?
Yeah.
My mom used to put them in our room, and when the lights would go off, it would come on. Is that how it works? Because I know none of y'all have them, but here's why. I scare the dark. Now, I don't sleep with the nightlight now. But for many years I did. Because the light gave me comfort. I could see whatever I wanted to in my room pretty much. And I still, though, don't like being out in the woods. How many of you go out in the woods at night ever? Anybody go out there? Like if you're camping, you go out there. What is the one thing you want to have? You want to have a light, right? Because there's several things I want to see when I go into the woods or around a lake at night. I want to see what's underneath my feet. I have this terrible, terrible fear of stepping on a
snake.
Everybody has that fear, yeah. And it used to be if you would be in trouble if you didn't have your flashlight. But you know one of the great things about modern technology is that I've got a flashlight wherever I go. If I'm in the house or if I'm in the church and the lights go out and there's a storm and there's no light, guess what? Here's all I have to do. Swipe up, push that little, looky there.
I've got, my
eyes. Yeah, I've got instant light. And you know what? I didn't realize it till this morning. That's a great thing because wherever I go, my phone goes. And so if I ever am in darkness, all I have to do is pull it out. And I do it all the time. I use that light all the time.
What if it's dead?
Huh?
What if it's dead?
What if it's dead?
What if it's dead? Mine won't be dead.
What if it's dead?
Now, if it was my wife, the problem would be she wouldn't know where her light is because she doesn't know where her phone is sometimes. But I know where mine is. It's going to be in my pocket so I have that light or phone anytime I need it. Y'all are asking all these hard questions. But here's the thing. Do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Now, he wasn't talking about a flashlight. He was talking about a spiritual light. And we live in a world that is very scary, very dark. But the thing that I have found so comforting is that Jesus Christ is a light. I don't have to fear the future. I don't have to fear life after death. Because of Jesus Christ, I have the light of life. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in this sermon this morning. Jesus Christ is the light. Okay? Well, let's pray. Father, help these kids understand that one of the ways that you describe yourself is that you're the light of the world. And we know what it is to have a flashlight, a phone light, a night light. But help us to understand that you want to be the light in our lives in this dark world. And I just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.